I think in some ways it's very good. Employees, yes, they need to be protected from cowboys out there, but from an employer's viewpoint, we also need to have more flexibility to be able to make decisions and not have to go through all the hoops and all the rigmarole to basically get people out of the business who are not performing correctly.
Now, you say not performing correctly. What sort of circumstances could you envisage that you'd want to get rid of one of your workers?
Well, for example, if someone's not performing and you've gone through the nurture and you've gone through the sort of all the various bits and bobs with it, that then you've then got to go through all the disciplinary and all that route. Well, if someone's not performing, then, you know, it is lean out there. A lot of many business owners are not drawing proper wages and proper salaries to keep businesses propping up. And if someone's not performing, why should they be subsidised?
What does a lazy worker mean to small businesses?
An awful lot. But it's not just that. It's the fact that, for example, if you do go down the disciplinary angle and then somebody appeals against you as a small business, you've then got to go through all the hoops to protect yourself, and it takes your eye off the ball, which means then that you're not generating the revenue that you need to be doing to pay the bills.
How would you feel if the shoe was on the other foot, if you were an employee who was working for an employer that maybe wanted to get rid of you for whatever reason?
Well, it's down to the bottom line at the end of the day. If you get on with your job, if you perform right and you're focused, you're committed, therefore then shouldn't be an issue or problem. Granted, you do need to have some form of protection because there are people out there who are crooks who will exploit people. But the bottom line at the end of the day is to create a win-win situation where everybody benefits.
Now, it's interesting you describe some of the employers as crooks. Do you feel that actually some people could actually make some gain out of this?
There could be opportunities where people do make gain out of it. But the bottom line about it is it does need reviewing to help small businesses to be able to be more efficient, to have the right people in the right jobs at the right time. Because often you recruit somebody, you have the 3-month trial period, absolutely superb, and then once feet under table, we've had this ourselves, they start to slack off, they start to not be committed in the same way. And that's when the problems start, because then you have to go through, as I said, all the rigmarole to actually get the issue sorted out, which takes the eye off the ball of what you're doing the business for in the first place.
Is it a bit idealistic to think that there are enough people out there that employers could get into their workplace that would perform in the way that they hope that they would?
Very interesting point, actually, because personally speaking, there are a lot of people out there who unfortunately don't have the right work ethics and the right work attitudes. But there's also a lot of people out there who want opportunities.